Blog Talk Radio.
This is the EWN Radio Network.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Travel Talk. This is your hostess, Kelly Morgan Murley. I am so excited that you joined us today because I am sharing a freebie with you, my listeners. On Travel Talk, we promise to discuss all aspects of travel. This week, we're going to dissect a part of the how to travel. This freebie that I have to share is an item I would like to present to my listeners, hopefully a lot of you e-women who already travel or who are going to Dallas for our convention. And if you are there, please come up and introduce yourself. Let me know if you utilized this freebie and how it worked for you. And I would just love to meet each and every one of my listeners. So by now you're probably wondering, what is it? It is a 5-day trip planner PDF that you can get today, right now really, this very minute, by joining my travel club at bucketlistretreats.com. Enter your first name and your email and I will send it right off to you. By signing up, it tells me that you are a traveler, and whether it's for business, pleasure, or transformation, being organized leaves room for all of that to happen. I did think about making the PDF interactive so you could simply cut and paste the info, but the point of the trip planner is to get all of this information off of the computer and into your hot little hands. If you do it now, you may even have it by the time we get to reviewing it. For those of you that are not sure if you want to join Travel Club, I have put a link in the description below to photos on our website of the trip planner. So if you want to just go look at it right now, click on that and get there while I share a little story with you about how the trip planner was born. Last October, I led a group of 6 other retreat planners to Madrid, Spain. We all arrived in Madrid beautifully. The driver met us with our name placard and led us to the van. He loaded us all in. All of our luggage was piled neatly in the back of the van. We drove to the vicinity of our gorgeous Airbnb apartment that we had rented in downtown Madrid. However, that road is pedestrian only. And I did know that, but the driver wasn't sure where the best place to park and unload 6 women and their bags would be. My iPhone, when I opened it, acted like it had never been used before and like it was a brand new phone I had just walked out of the Apple store with. It said something like, "Welcome to your new iPhone." However, I wasn't hooked up to the internet, so I couldn't follow the prompts to get to where I could finally see my screenshots in my pictures that I had taken before I had left the United States. They included a map of the apartment and the surrounding area, the address, the contact name and phone number of the Airbnb that we had rented. But no problem, I had already printed this out. I printed it out on my printer paper, stapled it all together, which was the beginning of the trip planner. However, that pile of paperwork was in my carry-on, which was neatly piled in the back of the van. So 2 lessons were obviously learned during this experience in Madrid. Number 1, do not rely on your iPhone. your Mac, your iPad, your Droid, your Samsung, your whatever piece of electronic to assist you once you get to your strange location. And number two, do not, under any circumstances, separate yourself from your new 5-day planner. Non-planners or last-minute travelers, you are really going to want to utilize this trip planner. If you have been putting off doing any planning whatsoever for your trip, or you have only an hour to get ready because you just found out about it, following the planner will make you forget nothing. You can thank me by liking, subscribing, following, etc. You know that we love lists here at Bucket List Retreats, and my dilemma in Madrid only made me realize that there was truly a need for it. So I put together my organizational skills, my word processing skills, and honed down the true necessities that are needed to be on a list and came up with this planner. Then I put it through some R&D. I asked friends to download the PDF, print out the planner, and fold it in half and utilize it on their trips and let me know how it worked out for them. A few of them even printed it out on pretty paper, which I got a real kick out of. So let's get it out of the computer. This is a double-sided document, so I hope you know how to print on both sides of your paper. If you don't, go to Google, enter your printer name and model number, and you should be able to locate the directions on how to do that. If you absolutely cannot, just print the documents out on two pieces of paper, and then put them together, one on top of the other, fold it in half, and you have your travel planner. No paper clips, staples, or anything is necessary. And if you did print it out on both sides, once you get it out, you fold it in half. And the side that says 5-day trip planner in green at the top is your front page of your trip planner. And if you did use just printer paper or typing paper, that is exactly what we used in research and development, and that worked beautifully. So don't worry if you don't have thick paper. But if you do have some thick paper, stick that in your printer and print on that. It really does turn out nice. And when you grab in your purse or your satchel to grab for it, you feel it and know exactly what it is in your bag. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we have your free 5-day trip planner downloaded for your use. You have printed it out on both sides, and now you are going to fold it in half like a book. Scrapbookers will know what I'm saying when I say you are folding it like a hamburger and not a hot dog bun. A hamburger bun, not a hot dog bun. This makes your trip planner like a little booklet that you can now put things in, like your receipts and your boarding pass. So let's get to filling it out. And I will tell you that once you have it filled out, not only is your trip entirely planned, but you are completely organized and you know exactly what to pack. So this is more than just a packing list. It's really a trip planner and a packing list. All right, I suggest that you use a pencil. Pencil works great and you can erase, and it doesn't seem to wear off when you're traveling. Like I mentioned, as soon as you know you're going on a trip, print out your planner and begin filling it out. I like to leave mine on my desk to keep it handy when people ask me when I'm leaving, what flight I'm on, what time of day I'm going. I just pick up my planner and look at the information. I have it readily at my fingertips. No longer do I have to get it off my phone or open up my Mac, etc. The first thing we are going to do on your trip planner is enter your destination from where to where. Below that are your dates. And I like to know what day of the week that is, so circle the corresponding letter below that. Once you've found your flight, enter the flight number, the airline, the takeoff time, AM or PM, and enter your time zone. And for budgeting purposes, the price. And then enter what time the flight arrives, AM or PM, and its time zone. And below that, if you have a connecting flight, you'll want to write in those times as well, with its AM and PM and time zones duly noted. It's handy to be able to glance down and see this information that you have already calculated when you're busy running through the airport, minding your bags and all of the rules and regulations. You don't have to concern yourself with figuring out the time zones, etc. You have already done that, and you can note to yourself that you have an hour there, that there is a time change that you're dealing with, and that you're hoping to catch dinner. So it helps you figure out what you're doing. And as a tip, when you are flying, one of my best tips is to get to the gate, confirm you are at the correct place, and then backtrack to purchase water, use the restroom, or to grab a bite. It's best to know your surroundings as well as your time constraints. All right, this is the information that you are going to need to fill up the top section above the flight, which is what time to leave for the airport and who the heck is taking you and what time do you need to leave your house, your hotel, or your apartment. We will dive into all of that right after these commercial messages. Stay tuned.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maish Seibel, a leading authority on women's wellness and menopause. A recent article in the New England Journal of Medicine found that most women are confused or afraid of estrogen, and many doctors aren't comfortable treating them. My new book called The Estrogen Window just hit number one bestseller status on Amazon. Find out what women are so excited about. Order your copy now at estrogenwindowbook.com and become a partner in your healthcare.
You're connected to the EWN Radio Network.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Travel Talk. This is your hostess, Kelly Morgan Murley. I hope that you have had an opportunity to go to bucketlistretreats.com, join the travel club, and receive the free PDF with my 5-day trip planner. Before we left for commercial, we had already filled out the flight information, and now let's fill out the top. Who's taking us to the airport, and at what time do we need to get there? To determine this, of course, we're going to work backwards from the time the plane takes off. If it takes off at 5 p.m. and the airline requires you to be there 2 hours ahead of time, then we have to be at the airport checking in at 3 p.m. It takes you a half hour to get to the airport at 3 p.m., so your driver better pick you up at 2:30 p.m., and if you need a half hour to call your Uber driver or your taxi, you better do that at 2 p.m. So you have written all this down. You have the information handy should anyone want it or you need to quickly refer to it. Another travel tip, what time of day to plan your trip? The best time to travel is non-rush hour travel. That's my second travel tip. Next, we have your car rental company, their confirmation number, and their phone number. You can enter their quoted price on your budget and print out the confirmation email, fold it in half, and stick that in your planner. I always like to include an alternative transportation company just in case my car rental doesn't work out for whatever reason. That way you have their phone number and you can call them to come rescue you. Next, it's accommodations. Enter your hotel or your Airbnb name here with your confirmation number and their phone number and their address. On the inside cover of your 5-day planner, we have listed nearly everything a person could need as well as where to pack it. There is room for 5 days of outfits, your toiletries, medications, personal items, and electronics. And while it looks like a lot when it's all listed out, nearly everything in the personal items, the medication, and the electronics list goes in my backpack. And even a few items from the toiletry and clothing list goes in my backpack. And that goes on the seat, on the floor, under the seat in front of me on the airplane. Everything else goes in the overhead carry-on that I will not be accessing during the flight. I do have the liquids listed out in blue, so you remember to pack them in a quart-sized plastic baggie when you are packing. See, haven't I made this simple already? Please note that you do not have to bring all of these items. I have simply listed them here for you to consider. So mark through them or check them off, whichever applies. Let's go over the list by starting with toiletries. First, toothbrush, toothpaste, and floss. Then body soap, shampoo, and cream rinse. Might I suggest a 3-in-1 or make it a 5-in-1 if it can also act as your shaving cream and face wash. If not, I suggest buying the wipes that are not considered a liquid for your face wash. Those wipes are super handy. Then we move on to the shaver, tweezer, and nail clippers. I break my nails a lot when traveling, and I cannot live without my nail clippers. Next, we move on to the hairbrush and comb, then the sunscreen and bug spray. And once again, I suggest the wipe-ons. You can find those online. Then next I have an air freshener or candle. I have a great lavender spray to cool me off if it's gotten really hot on the plane or if the air around me needs refreshing or I need refreshing. It's really handy. I can even spray it on my hands to purify. Moving on, we have a travel blow dryer and a magnifying mirror. Next, a curling iron or straightener. I usually limit myself to one or the other while traveling. I make that hard decision whether I'm going to be going with straight hair or a fun curly look. I often bring my straightener because I can curl with it also, and there are fabulous YouTube videos on how to do that if you need to know how. Next, I have feminine products, and here you could insert male type products. I don't know what they might be, but you might. And then onto a folding shopping bag. I love to have one of those when traveling and shopping. And next, a laundry bag and or a pillowcase. I oftentimes bring a pillowcase which doubles as my laundry bag. I sometimes just like to sleep on a pillowcase that I know I have washed. Next, a trash bag and a quart-sized baggie. I always end up using my trash bag that I bring, even if it's just to weatherize the inside of my suitcase. I'll just put everything inside it, inside the suitcase, and then if it's really rainy out, I know at least my contents will stay dry. Or if it's really rainy and I haven't done that, I can reach in and grab out my trash bag, which I pack usually in the front zippered pocket of my suitcase, and cover my whole entire suitcase if it's sitting out in the rain. So it's always a great idea to bring a trash bag. And we all know we need the quart size baggies to put our liquids in when we're going through security in at the terminal. So next, let's move on to the medications, which I suggest packing in your easily accessible bag placed on the floor under the seat in front of you. And that list includes airborne. I suggest taking airborne the day of your trip and every single day of your trip. This keeps you full of vitamin C when you're out in the world, and that and washing your hands are my tip number five of how to stay well and not catch every cold and flu as you're traveling along. Those two things, washing your hands, lots of airborne, and lots of hydration, lots of water, will normally keep you pretty healthy when you're traveling. Next, I have Tums, cough drops, gum, eye drops, and prescriptions. And I'll talk more about prescriptions when we get to the back of the planner. So all of those items are going in my backpack. I'm going to keep a very keen eye on my backpack because it will also carry a lot of my personal items and my electronics. So on my personal item list, please note that I pack a lot of these in a small purse or wallet that then goes inside my backpack. And we'll start with our passport and our ID. And I have in parentheses a copy. It's often a great idea to make a copy of your passport and your ID and put them somewhere else in your luggage, just in case you happen to misplace your backpack or it gets stolen. You have that information handy. Of course, you want to have your auto and health insurance cards, your credit card. You're going to want to be sure and call your credit card company to let them know you're traveling, even if it's to another state. You'll want your cash in there, your sunglasses, your glasses, your contacts and solution. Eye mask and earplugs should go very close to you so you can easily access them should the need arise. Of course, I never travel without Kleenex and a hand sanitizer. And then makeup. And I have put a few necessities in tiny little writing for you to check off just in case you are running out the door. And those include foundation, blush, liner, eyeshadow, mascara, eyelash curler, lipstick, and lip gloss. Next, I have an umbrella and travel pillow. Next, emergency chocolate and power bar. Of course, we must have that. I also like to travel with, this is tip number 6, instant coffee, tea, instant oatmeal. Those three things will get you a long ways. And you can add a package of soup and you are set. Next, a book or magazine, and the last but not least, an empty water bottle. And if you go to that place that starts with star and ends with bucks, you can get one of their really cool cups that you take empty through security and then go up to them and get hot or cold water and add your packet of hot or cold instant coffee, and you are good to go, and it hasn't cost you a dime. Okay, those are your personal items, and then you have your electronics. Your laptop and cord, your iPad, Kindle and cords, your cell phone and cords, your earbuds and or headphones, your camera, its battery and memory card, and a backup charger. Then to the second column on the top right-hand side of the inside left cover, we have your jacket and scarf, hats with an S in apostrophe in case you need more than one hat. You might need a beanie and a cap hat. And then I have gloves. I often travel with a very lightweight beanie and lightweight gloves. I have been caught in cold weather before, and those two things and a scarf have literally saved me from freezing. So that is tip number 6. There you go. Next, we have sneakers or flats, then boots or dress shoes. Next, number of socks, number of underwear, number of shirts, number of undershirts or bras. Next, bathing suit. Please, folks, always pack a bathing suit. Next, robe, PJs, and slippers. Then we get to the outfits. When packing, be sure to pack lightweight clothes. They pack, wear, and wash so easily. Wear your bulky items, and please, please dress on the plane. Shorts and short dresses are out. All right, let's get to the clothing. I like to know what day of the week it is and if there is a special event, like, say, Disneyland, etc. And that I'll write that off to the side of that day. We have three lines on the planner, thinking that you'll have no more than three changes of clothing in one day. You might start your day with a workout, then move on to casual workwear, and then maybe you're going out. So it might say something like, on the first line, Nike gear, socks, and tennis shoes. Second line, black skirt, white blouse, and flats. Third line, flower sundress, flats. And you do this for your 5-day trip, and you are planned and ready to go. On the next page, we have room for all of your additional notes as well as any information that you have accumulated for the trip. Contact name and phone numbers of people that you may be meeting, activities and things to do. You'll want to write down what time Disneyland opens, its hours, address, and phone number. And then places to eat. Maybe you've been watching Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives, and you know you want to go here, here, and here. So you're going to write those down and put in their dates and times and addresses so that you can get there. You'll have it all handy right there in your planner. All right, now we're almost done as we flip to the back of the planner. Here we have room for your travel agent's name and phone number if you happen to be using one. They are really coming back in style. They kind of went out of style for a while when we were all able to purchase our own tickets online. But nowadays, the travel agents have some really great offers and have so much expertise that a lot of us are using them. And here is where you put down their name and their phone number. They can really be a great service. After some R&D, one thing we knew we needed was a list of to-dos before your trip. We broke it up into a few sections. So 60 days before your trip, purchase your ticket. Tip number 8, try Sunday and Tuesday afternoons. And then we move on to 2 to 5 days before your departure. We're going to want to fill out our prescriptions, make our reservations with a car driver or the hotel, or check on any reservations that we have already made. We're going to want to wash our clothes, choose our outfits, and pack and possibly only bring a carry-on. Then you are going to want to call your sitter, be that your house or your dog sitter. By the way, I have a spot for their name and phone numbers right at the bottom of the last page of your planner. You're going to want to confirm your hotel, print out the reservation and directions, and this is what I'm talking about when you're printing them out, folding it out in half, and sticking it right there in your planner so you can pull it out and show it to your taxi driver or your Uber driver or anyone who asks. It's right here in your planner. Next, buy your dog or cat food and any other food that you're going to need for the household when you leave. So if you're a mom, you're going to want to get your bread, milk, eggs, and cereal for the kids. Next, send a photocopy of your trip planner to your relatives so they can have it, check in online, print out your boarding pass, fold it in half, stick it in your trip planner. Then on the day of departure, we have clean out the refrigerator, empty the trash, water the plants, unplug the appliances, lock the doors and windows, close the garage door, set the alarm, and that, my dear friends, is your trip planner. I know that following your trip planner will not only help you remember every little thing, it will actually help you plan your trip and hopefully make what can seem like a daunting task turn into a manageable plan. I hope you love it and enjoy checking off each and every little item on the way. Next week on Travel Talk, I sincerely hope you will join me and my guest, the one and only Comfort Queen, Jennifer Loudon. What? That's right, folks. This little traveling radio show is bringing in the big guns when we interview Jennifer. We will be talking about her books, her retreats, and her newest calling, the Oasis. Until next time, have a beautiful week. Bon voyage!
This is the EWN Radio Network.